Eiffel Tower, Paris, France. You are born a deer with a lifespan of mere 20 years. Along the way you turn into a tortoise with a lifespan of 130 years and counting. Bray, you can only be Eiffel Tower. Yes. Eiffel Tower was intended to last 20 years. They built it in 1889 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the French Revolution. But this monument beat the odds and survived. And celebrated its 130th anniversary this year. When built, it created a record of sorts. From start to finish, the construction took only 2 years, 2 months and 5 days. As a part of the UNESCO listing Paris, Banks of Seine, today it attracts over 7 million people every year. In fact, over 300 million people from across the globe have enjoyed all it has to offer since its opening in 1889. Symbol of romance. Most visitors spend a lion's share of their Paris time in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower. They do so for countless reasons. Gaping. Kissing. Wooing. Proposing. Proclaiming love. Creating memories. Lovers have been locking their love on the Locks Bridge in Paris, not permitted anymore. Yet, it is ironic the city gets its nickname courtesy this cast iron structure. A visit to the Eiffel Tower is a bucket list item for most. But, its most romantic feel may be had from across the Pont d'Ana, Jaina Bridge. Day and dinner cruises around the Seine also offer the passengers a magnificent view of the tower. Nights add a generous dash of glamour to the illuminated tower with baker's illumination every hour. Eiffel Tower, leveling up. From a distance, this spindly structure looks like an impoverished skeleton. As you get closer, you realize its four pillars form a 410 square feet, 125 square meter, square. Now that's as massive as they come. Its original height was 312 meters. But it got taller, 324 meters, upon installation of a TV antenna on its top. The tower has three levels. At the heights of 57 meters, 115 meters, and at 276 meters. The floor plates of these levels shrink as you go higher. The space of 14,485 square feet at level 1 shrinks to a tiny 820 square feet on level 3. Why go up? As a photographer always in search of a great vantage, I would never bother with a question like this. But the trip up is pricey, between €19.40 and €25.50 currently. To spend that kind of cash, the reason must justify the outgo. Paris has restricted construction to 6 floors in entire municipal district. Result. The entire city is a relative low rise, rising at the most to 18 meters, barring some exceptions. Getting a vantage 276 meters above is akin to getting an aerial view of the city. Check out the images I shot from the top to convince yourself of spending the hefty gate money. An epitome of romance, an engineering marvel, a photographer's delight, and much more. If this isn't enough to qualify it as our planet's landmark, what else would?